this, she said, I said this, that you can't get away from the moment of bliss. Ring, well, are you
party, yeah, it is party time. EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com, the JPEG Sports Network, the EG3 for the final time on the JPEG Sports Network. My name is Eddie Greer, the host of the EG3 show for the last 3.5 years here on this network. EG3 show, all about the world of NASCAR, Camping World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports, the grand finale here on the JPEG Sports Network. And for those of you just tuning in for the first time in quite a while or have been out of the loop, yes, the JPEG Sports Network will close up the books after November, and it be all that she wrote for this era. Man, it's been a good time doing this show. And of course, I said it for the last 2 weeks, the EG3 show will move independently now to the website, one of the recording websites, which is Audio Boom, which is the latest of all the podcasts, and of course my SoundCloud page as well. That's been up for pretty much all year long. You hear the music in the background presented by Toby Mac, Diverse City. And oh man, it was diverse. At Homestead, Miami, party time. Yes. And you can tell my voice, I'm definitely excited. We'll have a different look of the last episode here on the show, recapping all three championship races, including a epic finish to the Cup Series season. Get to all that here momentarily. Man, it's hard to believe this is the last show here on JPEG Sports Network. It's been so much fun, especially this year. What has gone on throughout the year? It's been a blast, and early thanks to all of you guys, my EG3ers out there, folks, for listening here. If you've been listening throughout this time, or been in and out, or been new to the show this year, I want to say a big thank you to all of you guys who have listened to the show and learned, have also done some learning as well about NASCAR. If you've been new to NASCAR, and so it's been a blast. But it was a blast watching all three of the championship races that I had seen at Homestead Miami Speedway. And we had some drama as well. Drivers ticked off. Hey, I said it last week. You're going to have at least 9 drivers. 3-3-3, yes. 9 drivers pissed off. And 3 ecstatic winners. And 3 great champions. So there's that, along with 3 great champions as well. But yes, let's waste no more time. Let's get on into it, because at the end, have a little bit of a different, to wrap up the podcast here on the JPEG Sports Network, we will hear from Dale Earnhardt Jr. after segment 2. And then I have not listened to the Radioactive here yet. It was, of course, on Fox Sports rate NASCAR Race Hub last night. It was talking about how great it was, so how awesome it was listening to it. Well, I'm gonna hear it for the first time, and if you haven't heard it yet, you will hear it for the first time to cap off the era here on JPEG Sports Network. And of course, again, as I continue to remind you guys, the EG3 show will roll on independently. You will have to find the episodes now on my Audio Boom page, and we will do our best to get all these onto my SoundCloud page as well. So we will continue on through that, but I plan on doing at least two more episodes, and then of course the page on the Audio Boom page is called 3Y with EG3. So there's going to be also that show as kind of a little mini podcast as well. 3Y EG3, three biggest topics in NASCAR. And of course, all three championship races went down to the wire. So maybe we'll do one of those. But this is the cap off the championship podcast. Christopher Bell wins the championship. And of course, Brad Keselowski racing as I transition into the truck series. Chase Briscoe capping off, sending Brad Keselowski racing into the night, at least for now, with a win in his back pocket. Chase Briscoe getting it done. The dominant truck of the night. And what a night he had getting that first win. He should have had his first win early on this year. Controversially plagued that Texas race there. Briscoe should have been had it by now. He's been so close. And at the right time, Briscoe gets it done. And Christopher Bell, what a year he's had. Caps it off with the championship. Finishing in second place. But Chase Briscoe, the dominating truck of the night, gets it done. But his teammate Austin Cindric, all that magic that he created in this postseason, all his bump and run stuff, running into drivers, turning them around, stuff like that, getting into him in a racing situation, try to do it again with Christopher Bell throughout the night. I should say throughout the night, but at one instance, Bell and Cindric got together. I thought that could have been huge, big implications, but it turned out not to be. Not so much, but Cindric's magic ran out finally. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com, the JPEG Sports Network, the grand finale here on the JPEG Sports Network. And Cindric's run comes to an end, but meanwhile, Johnny Sauter went for a I predicted him to go back-to-back to beat Chris Bell. That did not happen. Sauter coming up tad bit short in third of a repeat bid. But he will return to GMS Racing next year to get after it once again. And of course, the other championship for Camaraderie, Matt Crafton. He started off good in the race. Thought he would have something for those guys, but the truck tailed off as the race went on. Had a tough time getting a grip on the race truck. And at the end of the night, Matt Crafton finished in the sixth spot in the race and finished fourth in the championship four rundown. Christopher Bell second, Johnny Sauter third, Austin Cindric finished fifth. Matt Crafton finished in the sixth spot. That was your championship four from the Camping World Truck Series. Chase Briscoe. There's other drivers out here wanting to get that win or try to get some momentum for next year. Of course, Brad Keselowski Racing, as I keep referring to by now, has officially closed its doors in now. But regarding some news regarding Briscoe and Austin Cindric, they're supposed to be splitting a ride with Roush Fenway Racing, which that news came out, I believe, this past weekend. But Ty Majeski, Chase Briscoe, and Austin Cindric will be, all three of those guys will be splitting duties in the 60 machine for Roush Fenway Racing next year in pursuit of the Owners Championship. So one lane closes, the other lane opens up, and that's exactly what happens to Chase Briscoe and Austin Cindric. And remember, Austin Cindric did race in the 22 and Canada. I believe it was Canada or one of those races. I believe it was Wisconsin race where he raced. So he has gotten a race under his belt. Meanwhile, Chase Briscoe will go in there with his first attempt at an Xfinity race car. Ty Majeski, who raced in the finale at season finale at Homestead, and even going back to the summer months in Iowa, he will be racing a little bit more as well. He was part of the Ty Majeski, for those of you who don't know, was part of the NASCAR Next crew for this year. The NASCAR Next team was announced for next year already. We'll have that more at a later date. But yes, the three-headed monster for the 60 machine of Rostron Racing will go to work next year with three drivers and news regarding the Cable World Series champ, Christopher Bell. Well, he graduates from Kyle Busch Motorsports to Joe Gibbs Racing. Well, he'll be saddled along with Ryan Preece and Brandon Jones, who will make the transition over from RCR to JGR. So Brandon Jones, who had a dismal campaign this year, will have to change his luck here if it's going to get any better. Well, it can't get any better than this. You go from one ride who's been okay-ish to kind of a nightmare season to an opportunity here to run up front and maybe run in the top 10 a little bit more. And then you know how the progression goes. Top 5 and again leading laps and maybe get your first win. So Brandon Jones making that transition to a race winner in Team Motor Joe Gibbs. And Christopher Bell, I believe, is taking over the 18. I believe it's either 18 or the 20. I'm not 100% sure about that. All that right now. We'll have that news. We'll dive in more of that as the off season officially gets underway. But and also Ryan Preece in the middle of the championship battle. We'll get into that here in a moment. Here, Ryan Preece gets a full tab as well. So that's a good looking group of young gentlemen as well. EG3 show right here on the JPEG Sports Network Xfinity Series time. Last Saturday, Mr. Liberty, who's moving into the 24 machine next season, William Byron, in an epic battle with his teammate Elliott Sadler, wins the championship. And again, the same thing happened like it did the previous night in the Cable World Truck Series. A non-championship four contender wins the race. That in the person of Cole Custer. And my, oh my, how a position can really change things. And Cole Custer got some points early on in the round of 8. We could have been talking a different story here as Cole Custer missed out on an opportunity to race for the championship, but it was not meant to be. Daniel Hemric got the final spot, and Daniel Hemric's night abruptly came to a close early due to a battery issue. How unfortunate was this? And early on, Daniel Hemric was leading the championship four drivers, was actually leading the Junior Motorsports Brigade of Byron, Sadler, and Allgaier in the mix. There it was, RCR versus Junior Motorsports, like I said last week on the pod. And Hemric, opportunity to maybe possibly upset Junior Motorsports, came to an abrupt end early on with those battery issues, and it pretty much ended his night. And that really sucked for him, but really continues to suck. William Byron wins the championship. An epic battle between he and Elliott Sadler. And like I said on the show last week, I pretty much said that Elliott Sadler was finally going to grasp that championship. But it was not meant to be. Again, another trip to Heartbreak City for Elliott Sadler. Man, I feel bad. And the controversy surrounding all this stuff with giving up a spot and somebody's racing for an orange championship and all this other crazy, bizarre situations going on, all this stuff, and Elliott Sadler could not get around Ryan Preece, who was racing for the Owners' Championship for Joe Gibbs Racing. Joe Gibbs Racing did not get that. That went in the direction of Penske Racing, who won the Owners' Championship. So there was that championship going on as well. Penske Racing, again, wins another Owners' title in the Xfinity Series. But the Elliott Sadler heartbreak train continues to roll on. Man, I feel bad for him, honestly. Everybody taking shots at Sadler on Twitter, at least on my own Twitter page. I don't know what happened anywhere else, but he took it pretty hard again. And he said after, in his post-race presser, that this is the most devastating he's been. So pretty much the devastation goes up another notch, maybe even two, and, well, maybe even three for him. This was the best. This is why I said this was the best opportunity you can have to possibly win a championship. Yes, I know William Byron's young, but he was outstanding this year. He was the news of the summer, and he was pretty much the only one that has proven to win races. And Elliott Sadler goes into the offseason now with no wins from this year. You're coming off of three wins the previous year. You think, the consistency was off the charts for Sadler this year. But the win, that strange just to see him not winning, not finishing the deal, and feeling sick to your, not only that, but feeling sick to your stomach that another teammate, the teammate of yours, that is so much younger than you, goes out first year, wins a championship, and to pile on top of the disappointment, the frustration of all that, Byron's going to get a ticket to Hendrick Motorsports now to drive the 24 machine next year. And Liberty, I believe, is going with them. I'm pretty sure that was in the deal as well. Hendrick Motorsports, William Byron Momentum Train, the Soul Train, moving on up. Mr. Liberty, Liberty University getting exposed. Sadler continues to be sad. no pun intended. But that was just my feeling about the whole situation. I just felt very, very bad for him. Coming this close yet again. This has got to be 4 years of heartbreak, frustration for him. And we don't know what he's going to do next. You're in the perfect situation, really. Dale Jr. just stepped away. He's retired officially now, full-time anyways. And you're running for a good boss. And you can't give him a championship. It ended up being the 19-year-old getting a job done. And now you're going into the offseason wondering, again, what if, especially this year. I kept saying it for him. This was the opportunity for him to get the job done. And he couldn't get it done. Why? Because he put the blame on Ryan Preece. Sadler was ahead of William Byron. These two were really going out. After Daniel Hemric left the battle, it was down to these two. Justin Allgaier, of course, the other Championship Four member of this, he was sort of a non-factor in this thing. I know he had Chad Knaus as crew chief because his primary crew chief got suspended. Jason Burdette got suspended for the championship race, and I told you, it doesn't make fail. It has an effect on you in these situations, and that. And probably that's what happened. I know Chad Knaus tried to do all that magic with Jimmy Johnson, bring that to the table with Justin Allgaier, but Allgaier was in the top 10, but he wasn't really a factor in this. But these two cats, the 9, the 1, they were all over each other all night long. And maybe William Byron should send a Christmas gift to Ryan Preece, maybe a little bit there for what he did. I guess Elliott, from what I saw, Elliott Sadler could not get around Preece. This was around 15 to go, somewhere like that. He had an opportunity to go. Ryan Preece, I guess, pinched him down the racetrack or whatever he was doing and didn't get the spot or whatnot. And then William Byron, with a bold move to the inside, gets around Sadler and in the pass of the night, got around Preece. Meanwhile, Sadler couldn't get around, and that pretty much did it. And then, now on top of that, to the ice cream machine, Sadler gets in the Preece into turn 4. And luckily, the caution did not come out for both of those drivers. And amazingly, Preece saves it. And so the Sadler did an amazing job there. And then Byron goes on to win the championship. Custer, way out in front, like some 23 seconds out front, puts it on the field. Custer wins the race. Byron wins the championship. And Sadler is pissed off at Ryan Preece after the race. And he came also so close to getting the Preece, but the NASCAR officials put him to a halt at the Preece 18 machine. And yes, you can imagine Elliott Sadler was really ticked at the situation. And now it goes down to this, folks. And I don't want to spend too much time because we got to get to the main event here on the EG3 show right here on JPEG Sports Network. You're listening. Thank you for listening to our stream all year long, kcsportsradio.com. But yeah, everyone's talking about should you move over, especially if somebody else is running for something else. I got to say no. No, you can't, because it wasn't team orders, and Ryan Preece, to me, did what he needed to do to try to get the Orange Championship, fell short, and if he pulled over, he might have gotten an earful from the boss, but he did what he needed to do. Salah did what he needed to do, what he needed to do, but couldn't get it done, did not have the car to get around Preece somehow. Byron gets around both Salah and Preece, and another opportunity falls by the wayside by Elliott Salah. You can only get so many opportunities to win a championship, and you're getting to a stage now where, you know, you're getting a lot older, you're in your 40s, and now you're going into the offseason, you know, frustrated yet again on why you did not win a championship. Pretty much simple that couldn't get around them. Preece outraced you, and you're in a series that the young guys of the sport are coming up. We've talked about this on this pod all year long, and Salah just couldn't get it done, and Preece held his ground, and it is what it is. That's pretty much plain and simple. I'm calling it like I saw it, and Ryan Preece did what he needed to do. Both parties did what they tried to do, and one of them came out the other than good, and the other one had a lot to lose, and he definitely lost, that's for sure. And Elliott Salah now will have to either try to regroup or do something else. EG3 show right here on kcsportsradio.com. We are going to take our first timeout here this afternoon on the grand finale of the EG3 show right here on the JPEG Sports Network. On the other side of this timeout, folks, it's time to break down the Championship 4 from the Cup Series. My, oh my, how does Truex hold off Kyle Busch to win his first championship? Today's Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, and I'm still shocked at how he pulled it off, and so is Martin. But Martin did a hell of a job holding him out. We'll break that down next. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on kcsportsradio.com. EG3 show rolling on here on kcsportsradio.com. JPEG Sports Network. Eddie Greer here this afternoon for the final time here on the JPEG Sports Network. kcsportsradio.com. EG3 show all about the world of NASCAR. Breaking down championship weekend for you guys here this afternoon. And once again, appreciate all of you who have listened to the EG3 show throughout the last 3.5 years. It has been an honor doing this show for the KC area along with those who have been listening all over the Midwest and parts of the United States. Man, it's been a fun time, especially this year, and it capped off with Martin Truex Jr., my guy, winning the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Championship last Sunday. Man, that was nail-biting. I gotta tell you, I thought Martin was done when Kyle Busch, who had by far, I think, the best car out of the championship four, who were racing out at Homestead Miami Speedway, which all three races were at last weekend. You can't tell me that sitting there with less than 20 to go, or really 15 to go, really, let's fast forward to that a little bit. Kyle Busch on the move. Well, first, Kyle Busch, before the final caution of the night, was on a total different strategy than the other three. Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski. You would think that Keselowski would pull out that move. Everybody thought that, including myself, that Keselowski was going to go off a different strategy, which he did early on in this race. But when it came down to crunch time, Kyle Busch, Adam Stevens, like they have done in several races this year, goes off on a different strategy. And yes, those strategies, like Pocono, comes to my mind. He won a race like that. Darlington, even though he finished second, he went off strategy with Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin went up ending the race, but we all know what happened a couple of days later. But the thing of it is, Adam Stevens, Kyle Busch rolled the dice, and they were going to make it on one more stop. The caution comes out. Kyle Busch was hauling butt all the way up to the fifth or sixth position. Caution comes out, resets the field, and I think that is really the moment of that really changed this race, was that caution for Kurt Busch, who hit the wall, and the lap before that, Daniel Suarez had a tire going down. That really set up the dash to the finish. Truex, the pit crew, got it done. You know, I've criticized the pit crew on the podcast many times, but they have been money here down the stretch, and they are big money when it needs to be the most. Put Martin out front, and Martin Truex Jr., the drive of the year, holds off hard charging Kyle Busch at the end of this race. And I gotta also get a maybe Martin needs to send a Thanksgiving card or something, maybe a mini turkey to Joey Logano. And I was thinking that literally when he crossed the start finish line to take the checkered flag. Man, Kyle Busch had a hard time getting around Joey Logano, which these two have had beef with one another going back all the way early up to the season, where these two made contact at the end of the Las Vegas race, and Kyle Busch tried to find Joey Logano, but instead found the pavement and maybe even a fist or two be against his crew members. But all said and done, Kyle Busch also kind of like a Ryan Preece, Elliott Sadler situation, where he had a chance to get around Joey Logano quick, couldn't get it done because Joey Logano was also racing on a track for something, for some momentum, which Logano inefficient in the top 10. And he had a race try to hold off a hard charger, Kyle Larson, who was on fire like he usually has been. Picked up pretty much where he left off last year, leading a ton of laps, but yet did not get the win, ended up finishing third. But ironically, all year long, like I think it should play out for every series, maybe, regarding mechanical issues, that the best three drivers finish 1, 2, 3. The drivers who've been trading blows all year long, Truex, Kyle Busch, and Kyle Larson, all finish 1, 2, 3. That's the way you got to do it, folks. And Larson said in his post-race interview that if he wanted to, he would have challenged, would have passed Kyle Busch, and would have disposed Martin Truex. But that last gas was three or four to go, somewhere in there, where Larson got into Kyle Busch. But Kyle Busch said, after that try to get the second, Kyle Larson backed off a little bit and let the two championship four guys battle out. And Elliot Sadler had a tweet. Probably, it wasn't directed toward Ryan Preece. He didn't give it to him, but it definitely sounded like he was still ticked, upset at Ryan Preece for what he did the night before. And it cost Elliot Sadler the championship here in 2017. But Kyle Larson, the engine took him out at Kansas City, out of a chance to race for the battle. A lot of people had him marked as champion, but once again, you gotta go through the rounds. Larson didn't make it. Kyle Busch, Truex, Harvick, and Keselowski did. And at the end of the night, dramatic scene. Mark Truex Jr., whole team, Cole Pern, Sherry, everybody there in and on the front stretch, victory lane. Man, that was some scene down there. A memorable moment here as we near the end of 2017 for sure for me and for a lot of the Truex Nation guys out there. And a shout out to Truex Nation. Yeah. Woo! So definitely exciting times, and definitely thought that Martin Truex I thought he was done after, really. It was up until the end of stage two that car, throughout the weekend, it was funny. It was strange just because if he had speed throughout the weekend, but I believe the changes that were made right up until the drop of the green flag did not help that 78 at all. And we all knew about that short speed, and it really came into play here, especially toward the end of segment two and three. I believe, to me, that was the turning point of this race, and that's going to be the turning point here on the EG3 show. That is my turning point when Martin Truex Jr. got around Harvick. Pretty much followed, I believe, the winner of stage two was Kyle Larson. I'm not 100% sure about it. Was he or Keselowski? No, it wasn't Keselowski. Check that. I believe it should have been Larson up front, because he led a ton of laps in this again for the second consecutive year. Kyle Larson led over 100 laps in this race. Truex was second behind him, and I believe Harvick was third. I believe I'm right on that. And that car got better, but it was still kind of a struggle. But the short run speed, it was definitely there. That was for sure. And it definitely showed at the end of this race. And somehow, I don't know how in the world that Martin Truex Jr. hold off Kyle Busch, but it was meant to be. And it was meant to be this year, the season that he had, kind of like more than Christopher Bell did in the truck series. Martin Truex Jr. finished it off with 8 wins this year. He was near perfect in this postseason, except for, of course, the unknown at Talladega, the wild card. But other than that, Martin Truex Jr. was on top of the French Row team, Cole Pern, everybody. And, of course, Barney Visser, we send our continued thoughts and prayers to him as well, as he's recovering from suffering what would appear to be a heart attack the Saturday before the Phoenix race. So everything, off the field, kind of everything happened. The ups and downs, and especially off the track with Jim Wilson. You still have Sherry doing her thing big time. You have Barney Fisher getting well as well. You have Cole Pern's best friend. That situation happened. Like, all these weird and sad situations, but at the end of the night, this team, the 78 team, building from the ground up, the worst of the nightmare of 2014, and all of a sudden the revival of 2015, winning at Pocono, seeing the putting French Row on the map, making it to Miami that year, wasn't ready. They were not even in the ballpark that season. And then it really, literally, last Sunday, it took me flashbacks to that, because even though, and still, with the ill-handling race car and all that, the lack of long-run speed and whatnot, they were still running in the top five within striking distance of the championship four. That's what awes me about the race. Everything, all that. You think that inhaling race car, you know, loose, tight, whatever he was going through. It was a lot of situations, a lot of issues with that race car. And still, you find yourself passing cars and still up there around Harvick and Keselowski. Kyle Busch would definitely had the car to win the championship. But hey, it wasn't meant to be. And yet again, you have all these appearances for Kyle Busch. And only one, at the end of the day, got one championship so far. And now Martin Truex Jr. right there with you, dog. So hey, Martin gets it done big time. And we're all happy that a popular champion now in Martin Truex Jr. Now you can put a champion next to the name yet again after winning two championships in the Xfinity Series. Martin Truex Jr. gets it done. Oh, and oh, by the way, you're listening to the EG3 show here on KCSportsRadio.com. Back to the Xfinity Series for a moment. The order in the championship four, William Byron finished third, and Elliott Sadler, a heartbreaking eighth. Then Justin Allgaier faded late, 12th, and disappointment, Daniel Hemric. I thought he had opportunity to really upset Junior Motorsports. Finished in 34th. Again, Cole Custer with a dominating performance there in the Xfinity Series and heads into the offseason with plenty of big mojo on his side. Head into next season. And Cole Custer got to be in the conversation now after the years had. He has showed speed throughout the year, running up front with the big guys and with the normal Xfinity regulars. You would think now that Custer will have an opportunity here to possibly put himself in a position next year to run for a championship. Other notables, now back to the Monster Energy NASCAR Championship race. Some notables here. Jimmy Johnson ends a disappointing playoff run in some 27th place. He had issues. Pretty much sums up his playoffs and really his year. Even though he won three races and all that other stuff, couldn't get it done. Danica Patrick, her final race, she also made an announcement last week that, in an emotional announcement, that she will not be returning full-time in NASCAR. Of course, she was replaced by Eric Almirola in that 10 car next year. But Danica Patrick will be participating next year in the next year's Daytona 500 race, and you're going back to the IndyCar Series for an opportunity to run again in the Indianapolis 500. That should be fun. But other than that, Danica Patrick ends her career on a down note, hitting the wall in a turn two, and Kasey Kahne goes up, hits the wall as well. Kasey Kahne, I don't know what to say about that, about his career so far. A promising career has gone wrong for him, and all expectations of him winning championships has not panned out for him as well. Danica Patrick, all what she's done for the sport has been really, really good to see a change in direction in the sport. Unfortunately, you know, I've also criticized her on the podcast here the last couple of years for not running well, especially in equipment that really, honestly, you should be up there in the top 15, no later than the top 20, but we just haven't seen it. The results show it. I mean, most of the time we've seen her crashing into someone or hitting the wall, tire down, hit the wall, things like that. And she's a magnet for getting wrecks, and ironically, fortunately enough, she pounds the turn two wall, pretty much sums up most of her career on the racetrack. Hey, I'm calling it like it is. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm calling it like it is. And quite frankly, unfortunately, you know, whether Tony Stewart decided, you know, let's go another direction or not, or Danica Patrick decided, hey, it was enough. I definitely can tell Danica Patrick wants to race. She made that known now. But unfortunately, her last full-time race ends in a thud. Kenseth ends his, at least career for now, on the upside, of course, the emotional win on the front stretch last week at Phoenix, comes back to finish in the top 10, and Dale Earnhardt Jr., the man with a plan, the voice of NASCAR over the past really couple seasons, and he'll be the voice of NBC, join the likes of Rick Allen, Steve Letarte, Jeff Burton. Dale Earnhardt Jr. had a rough night as well, finishing the 25th spot. A career, at least when he got to Hendrick Motorsports, what if, you know, all these high expectations of going out here, you know, you're with one of the more talented teams in the sport, and it coming up a bit short here in this instance, but what a way to send off a champion and a most popular, and could be most popular again here in a few weeks. We'll have to find that out, but Dale Earnhardt Jr. finished 25th. Those three drivers cap off their NASCAR careers. You know, Kenseth kind of said it was it for him at Phoenix, pretty much go out on top, and Kenseth pretty much will do just that, finish in the 8th spot. So the championship four guys, Truex wins the race, Kyle Busch bid for three seasons, comes up a spot short, and I talked about Larson, not a part of this battle, but he finished in the 3rd spot. Kevin Harvick, in that same position like Kyle Busch. Again, 3 appearances in the championship 4, but once again, coming on a short stick again, but finishes in the top 5 and 4th. And Brad Keselowski, you know, all the makings of speed, they were gaining on it, but at the end of the night, could not get it done. They struggled in the second half of the race, but yet again, finishes 7th. So, but the rest of the top 10, Chase Elliott had a magnificent postseason run. Of course, he was denied at an opportunity to run for a championship thanks to Denny Hamlin. Chase Elliott, 5th. Logano has some momentum going to the offseason, not involved in the postseason. Joey Logano finishes in the 6th spot in front of his championship 4 teammate in Keselowski. Kenseth, 8th. Denny Hamlin, who had a golden opportunity to race for the championship, blew it again. Hamlin, though, finishes in 9th. And Ryan Newman. Ryan, sneak up the place. Newman finishes in, sneaking up in the Miami place. Newman finishes in the 10th spot. That is your top 10 from the Ford EcoBoost 400. And we have a big youth movement going on right now. Next year, definitely, it's going to be a lot of new fresh faces out here on the racetrack. And we're going to have a new champion, obviously, in my guy, Martin Truex Jr. But for right now, we're all enjoying this moment right now. Even if you're not Martin Truex fan, this is huge for the sport, getting a downright great guy, and what a season. And that race right there, Miami, that was some tremendous driving. I don't know where in the world that came from, especially considering you're going up against one of the best in Kyle Busch and Truex Jr. with the no-give-up attitude. Got it done. Yes, sir. EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Now we're going to our final break of the JPEG Sports Network right now. And coming up next, you will hear the voice of Dale Earnhardt Jr. on a fantastic career. And on the other side of that, give you my numbers of the week and shout-outs, folks. EG3 show right here on the KCSportsRadio.com.
Came up congratulating the 78, Dale Earnhardt Jr., the son of a legend to Daytona 500 champion and now one of the sport's biggest icons. Dale Earnhardt Jr. did it on his own terms. And we say thank you to Dale Earnhardt Jr. for an incredible career.
Dale Jr. looks like he's presenting the helmet to Rick Hendrick. I know Rick Hendrick has said that he's going to give the car to Dale Jr., but that relationship there is way, way deeper than owner and driver.
See the Jr. And congratulations from Life Gaming. Dave caught up with him moments ago.
Well, with that little bit of business taken care of, does that complete it, Dale? Oh, that, I said that too.
I had a lot of fun tonight, man. I got in the fence late. We were running pretty decent. We had a lot of problems with the car, but Greg made some great adjustments, and we got the car running pretty good. And right up on the fence, when the sun went down, I knew our car was going to come in. So that was pretty fun. I hate to hit the ball because we'd have finished a little bit better. We lost about 10 spots getting that flat. But the deal I had with Rick was that if I finished the race with the car in one piece, I get the car and he gets the helmet. So I'm going to take this thing back home. Got a little scuff here and there. We ran into Shrix on the back straightaway because we high-fived him with a race car. proud of him, man. What a story for Martin. I love it. I mean, we're retiring and Martin wins the championship. That's storybook. So I hope all the fans enjoyed this season. I know wasn't everything we wanted on the racetrack, but we sure had fun off of it. And gonna miss everybody. But we'll be back.
Can you describe on the cool down lap what was going on inside, Dale?
I was happy for Martin. I was like, man, I'll catch up here to him and run into his car. I think everybody was running into him. So, I was just thinking about Martin, really. But I knew that I'd finished this race, so we was going to meet on pit road with his cooler and have some beers with my team. These guys are like my brothers, and we really fight for each other, lean on each other, and these are the friendships that I'll have long beyond my racing days. So this is a good moment with them.
They coming on the road with us?
Are they coming on the road?
With NBC.
Next, I don't know.
They're still working, right?
A lot of them are still going to be working on this car for Alex next year. He's getting him one hell of a crew. So these are top shelf, top notch guys, man.
The last lap spin, Rundale. What's it like?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the feeling is. I didn't have any real. I didn't cry until I was hugging Rick's neck. Man, he's been like a father to me, and the things that he's done for me, personally and professionally. But the personal stuff, he's really, really helped me more than anybody will ever know. He's done that for a lot of people, and so I will miss trying to make him proud. I know I'll still be able to do things that will make him proud because he's like a daddy. But I'll miss driving his cars and trying to make him proud on the racetrack.
Dale, people came from thousands of miles to watch you race one last time. He gave him a thrill, really.
Well, I don't know. They enjoyed it, and I got to see a great race there at the end. I was sitting there right behind that, watching that, and pretty exciting. We'll be at the racetrack a little bit with our Xfinity stuff next year. We'll run a couple races, so we'll say hey to everybody when we come back and do that. And obviously, we're going to be in the booth, but we'll be around, and still want to have a purpose in this sport. After driving, you got to find something you're passionate about, something that matters to you, and I think I might have found that with broadcasting, and obviously still on in junior motorsports. We're going to be competitive, and competitor inside you will still be on fire and trying to keep that team going. I just texted Elliot Sadler all morning about, like, man, we're going to come back next year. You just get your head right over the offseason. We're coming right back here to try to win that thing again because we want to be a part of this sport as long as we can. We really do. It's time for somebody else to get this car. It's a great opportunity for Alex, and I'm excited to see what he can do. But we definitely want to be a part of the sport no matter what.
Well, on behalf of all of us who kind of grew up with you in this sport, thank you. You provided us the life's work.
Thank you so much. And again, congratulations to Martin. No matter who won our championship tonight, we had four amazing race car drivers that would have represented the sport. But I am happy that Martin did it. What an accomplishment for his life. I've known him so long, man, so I'm glad to see him accomplish that for himself and his family. Incredible.
EG3 show, the final stretch here on KCSportsRadio.com. JPEG Sports Stern. One more time, folks. You just heard Dave Burns talking with Dale Earnhardt Jr. Yes, and he mentioned he announced in the middle of the year that he is going to do a couple Xfinity Series races next season. But yes, he will not be running full-time anymore in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series there. So, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Dale Jr., you the man. Thanks for what you have done in the past and in the present, doing what you do. And I'm sure looking forward to continuing to do your thing up in the booth next year and continue to be that voice for the sport. But the man representing the sport, Martin Truex Jr., you the man as well. And man, it's going to be exciting next season. But right now, we're living in the moment right now, enjoying the championship. Man, what a last 20 laps it was, still in all of that. But yeah, so numbers of the week really leave you with two tonight. 32. Martin Truex Jr. is now the 32nd driver to win in the Cup Series for the championship. And not only that, you add in another number, which is number 5. He becomes the 5th driver now to win a championship in both the Xfinity Series and in the Cup Series. So really quick here, as I want to leave time for the special Behind the Wheel segment here coming up, which will cap off this era here on the JPEG Sports Network in Miami here in just a moment. 32-5, all about Martin Truex Jr. here this afternoon, folks. And a couple of shout-outs here before we put the encyclopedia up here on the EG3 show for the JPEG Sports Network. Again, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know by now, the EG3 show will carry on its ways, and you will hear these episodes for right now on Audio Boom, Wow, and SoundCloud as well. So there is that information as well. Of course, Dale Jr. mentioned Alex Bowman. He's one of those faces. Of course, he replaced Dale Earnhardt Jr. last year when he was injured. Alex Bowman taking over for Dale Jr. And congratulations to Furniture Row Racing's Eric Jones. Of course, Eric Jones capped off his one and only season with the Furniture Row guys and capped it off in style with the Rookie of the Year. Eric Jones is taking over for Matt Kenseth. So the Rookie of the Year has some looking forward to do as well. Eric Jones, who ran so good in the second half of the year, nearly coming big at Bristol with his first Cup win. Wasn't meant to be that night, but a huge night for Furniture Row Racing all around. Eric Jones wins the Rookie of the Year. Martin Truex Jr. wins the race and the championship here in 2017. And shout outs real quick, go to JP, James Puster, Dave Waswo, the Waz, Micah, who was on the show earlier in the early stages of the EG3 show, and also Mark Graves. Some quick shots there. Thank you for co-hosting or helping out with the show one way or the other. It's been a blast, y'all, and we got busy schedules going on, so I understand. I definitely understand that moving forward. And hey, good luck to you guys moving forward. We'll hopefully keep tabs here every now and then what you guys have done for me with my radio career going forward. So appreciate y'all hard work and appreciate y'all help throughout the last several years on the JPEG Sports Network. Well, folks, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to cap it off for the talking point of the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com and close up the books here on the JPEG Sports Network. Eddie Greer saying thank you once again for listening to the EG3 show here on KCSportsRadio.com. And we'll have a couple more episodes here, which will be posted on Audio Boom before we wrap up this season as well. Thank you so much, EG3 is out there. And now it is time for Behind the Wheel to wrap up this afternoon's show. And on the network, it is time to roll the movie of Miami next. Thanks so much once again, folks. Hey, EG, and by the way, happy Thanksgiving to all my EG3ers out there and my family as well. Hey, 2017, Martin Truex Jr., hey, we the chance, baby! Woo!
Overhead, temperatures in the 80s, fans pouring into the Homestead Miami Speedway as everyone awaits a new series champion.
Four drivers racing for a championship. Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch, and Mark Truex Jr.
Nothing different than we've done all year. Running our race, racing smart.
We've been working for a long time to get here. Can't say enough about how proud I am of you guys.
Love you, buddy.
I'm gonna do this Wrangler. Oh, yeah.